in the limelight.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has already set up trade centers in some neighboring countries, and negotiations and planning are underway to open some centers in other regional countries. Industry, Mining and Trade Minister Reza Rahmani has said Iran is going to open up business offices in some of the strategic countries in the region, including in Iraq, Syria, Turkey and Lebanon. In last March, the country established a center in Baghdad, Iraq, for marketing its products in the Iraqi market and also expanded its exports of its products to neighboring countries. We've prepared for you an interesting news report written by Mahnaz Abdi under the heading Trade Centers in Regional Countries to Spur Non-Oil Exports. This news report has appeared on the front page of the website of Iran's English language newspaper, Tehran Times. Stay with us for more of Mahnaz Abdi's report. Reimposition of U.S. sanctions on Iranian economy has led the Islamic Republic of Iran to reduce its dependence on oil revenues and elevate its other sources of income instead. Whilst increasing non-oil exports has come as the most significant approach in this regard. To expand the non-oil exports during sanctions period, Iran's economic and trade organizations have been defining some strategies and resolve to pursue them vigorously. The main strategy is to focus on neighboring countries and trade partners in the region, and it is, in fact, one of the top priorities of the government for defying the US's illegal sanctions against Tehran. Iran shares borders with 15 countries, namely the United Arab Emirates, Iraq, Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, Oman, the Republic of Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, Kuwait, Qatar, Kazakhstan, Armenia, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia. Based on the data published by Iran's Trade Promotion Organization, TPO, the value of trade and in neighboring countries stood at over $36.5 billion in the past Iranian calendar year, which ended on 20th of March 2019. That is about 41% of the country's total non-oil trade in that year. This is while the head of Iran's Planning and Budget Organization, PBO, says the government is seeking to double the value of non-oil exports to neighboring countries in the next Iranian calendar year, that is from March 2020 to March 2021. The head of Iran's Planning and Budget Organization, Mohammad Baqir Nobakht, has stated, "Based on the target set, we have to bring the non-oil exports to $48 billion from the current $24 billion that we have." And as announced by officials in the Ministry of Industry, Mines and Trade, the necessary planning and investigations have been made to achieve this target. One of the major strides to achieve this objective is opening trade centers and trade offices in neighboring countries and regional countries. The Islamic Republic of Iran has already set up trade centers in some neighboring, and negotiations and planning are underway to open up some centers in other regional countries. Industry, Mining and Trade Minister Reza Rahmani has said Iran is going to open up business offices in some of the strategic countries in the region, including in Iraq, in Syria, Turkey and Lebanon. Last March, Iran established a security center in Baghdad for exporting its products in the Iraqi market and also expanded the exports of its products to its neighbor. The center has been set up by Iran's Exhibition Projects Management Company to hold Iranian exhibitions in Iraq in order to increase Iran-Iraq bilateral trade, boost Iran's production and manufacturing sector, and exchange information and technical knowledge between the two countries. Also, Iran and Syria have agreed to establish an Iranian trade center in Damascus, Syria. Equipping the trade center is in the final stages, and the center is expected to open up soon. Kevan Kashefi, the chairman of Iran-Syria Joint Trade Committee, has said many businesses and companies have signed up to have booths in the trade center, and now the map for the center has been prepared and we have presented it to all applications to lease the units based on annual contracts. Such centers are mainly aimed at facilitating exports to the target countries, whilst also acting as some platforms for introduction of Iranian products in those countries. In addition to preparation of some proper conditions for Iranian traders and businessmen to get acquainted with the potentials of those foreign markets. Last week, a deputy head of the Trade Promotion Organization of Iran announced that the organization will issue permits for the country's plastic and polymer industry unions and associations to set up centers in target countries in a bid to facilitate export to these countries and to boost Iran's exports to those markets. Making the remarks in the first meeting of the Plastic Products Desk of TPO, Farhad Nouri emphasized the important role of the private sector in exports of Iranian non-oil products. Nouri said his organization welcomes and investigates any suggestion for expansion of exports of these products. During the meeting, the participants mentioned the necessity of establishing some centers in countries like Kenya, Kazakhstan, and Turkmenistan, in addition to more supportive policies for entering the markets of neighboring countries. Also, Iranian Electrical Power Equipment Manufacturing and Provision Company, known by its Persian acronym of Satkab, has recently announced that through establishment of some offices abroad, the company is trying to lay the ground for more activity of Iranian companies in markets of target countries and boosting the export of technical and engineering services to those countries. Mohammad Wali Alaeddini, the managing director of the company, says the setting up of such offices in target countries helps Iranian businessmen and Iranian company to have a stable presence there, to continue identifying the requirements of those markets, to meet them, and to boost Iran's exports. So whilst the government is seriously following up on the plan for establishment of trade centers overseas, especially in neighboring and regional countries, it also plans to set up some offices just for some specific products in the target markets to increase exports of those products.